Arnold Stenner. We were both horny womanizers, but you always found fault, and vice versa. And when I hear your wife's voice, I still cringe. And philosophy is still not your fort. And you talk about medical ethics and are riding that hobby horse and prestige and speaking engagements and money, and your alternate income competes with your sinecure. His purchase was well better than his rent. And articles for magazines and the Globe and Mail, and you said they pay well. And several interviews with one P. Zowski for the radio program Morningside, which pay well, and transmit one's reputation, and director of medical ethics and the philosophy department, etc. And you said you had committed your aunt, and P. Zowski was doing very well. That was a subtle point, Peter. That is very profound, Peter. I am glad you asked that question, Peter. And I remember the old Arnold Stenner, and how you railed against the injustices of the society of which you are an integral part, and the mediocrity of the university at which you are happy to be a tenured employee, and which is an expanding focal point for your sundry other profitable activities. And you told me you were happy, but we would be lucky if we managed the decade. But in the interim, this was the best of all possible worlds. And you were shocked and said I was crazy and had relinquished my birthright and would need $400,000 to receive the equivalent salary and interest. You've always been destructive, but this time you've really done it. Someone like you was so lucky to have a job. And now you've thrown that away, too. And you went out of your way to tell me I was doomed. And you are a pimp, and your writing is constipated, and there never was feeling. And during an anal foray, she said, why don't you put your big penis into Arnold Stenner's hole? Because when she was hurt, she wanted to hurt, and she knew we were friends, and you were the best friend. And during the weekly get-together at Kalecki's and our ritual hamburger and fries, I was regaling the company with the latest crisis and announced my decision and was through with university and this fucking fiasco and would get some pills and choke on my vomit. And we both laughed, though the others were agitated. And at your instigation, I wrote the Dean Groberson letter. An all-time sob story, and we laughed hysterically. And that letter was read, and professors congregated, and Pache my grades an assistantship. And academically, I never looked back. And my father's prediction, re-Skid Row, was held in abeyance. And while we were laughing, and before I crumpled the paper, you purloined and ran, and I was incensed. And wanted to smash you, and we were young, and ran and ran and ran and ran. And though I lost sight of you, I saw you forever.